HarperCollins and Harper Audio present The School for Good and Evil, Number 5, A Crystal of Time, by Soman Chainani, performed by Polly Lee. For Uma and Kaveen. In the forest primeval, a school for good and evil, two towers like twin heads, one for the pure, one for the wicked. Try to escape, you'll always fail. The only way out is through a fairy tale. Chapter 1. Agatha. The Lady and the Snake. When the new king of Camelot intends to kill your true love, kidnap your best friend, and hunt you down like a dog, you better have a plan. But Agatha had no plan. She had no allies. She had no place to hide. So she ran. She ran as far from Camelot as she could, with no direction or destination, ripping through the endless woods, her black dress catching on nettles and branches as the sun rose and fell. She ran as the bag with the Dean's crystal ball swung and thumped against her ribs. She ran as wanted posters with her face began appearing on trees, a warning that news travelled faster than her legs could carry her, and that there was nowhere safe for her anymore. By the second day, her feet blistered, her muscles throbbed, fed only by berries and apples and mushrooms she snatched along the way. She seemed to be going in circles. The smoky riverbanks of Mahadeva, the borders of Gilliken, and then back to Mahadeva in the pale dawn. She couldn't think about a plan or shelter. She couldn't think about the present at all. Her thoughts were in the past. Tedros in chains, sentenced to die. Her friends imprisoned. Merlin dragged away unconscious. An evil villain wearing Tedros's crown. She struggled through an assault of pink fog, searching for the path. Wasn't Gilliken the kingdom with the pink fog? Hadn't Yuba the gnome taught them that at school? But she'd left Gilliken hours ago. How could she be there again? She needed to pay attention. She needed to think forward instead of backward. But now, all she could see were clouds of pink, fog taking the shape of the snake. That masked, scale-covered boy, who she'd been sure was dead. But a boy who she'd just seen alive. By the time she came out of her thoughts, the fog was gone, and it was nighttime. Somehow, she'd ended up in the Stimpf forest, with no trace of a path. A storm swept in, slinging lightning through trees. She cowered under an overgrown toadstool. Where should she go? Who could help her when everyone she trusted was locked in a dungeon? She'd always relied on her intuition, her ability to make a plan on the spot. But how could she think of a plan when she didn't even know who she was fighting? I saw the snake dead. But then he wasn't. And Rian was still on stage. So Rian can't be the snake. The snake is someone else. They're working together. The lion and the snake. She thought of Sophie, who'd...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?